One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Going to bring you a clip from our Journo Inside show where me and Neil Jones discussed the January transfer window, what Liverpool might not and should do. If you want to check out this show in full, simply head on over to redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a monthly captain using the promo code Klopp, you'll get your first month completely free. Go and check it out for nothing, in full, the Journo Inside show and all our other amazing great content. Right, let's get to me and Neil. Might as well have a big chat about January, a little priming here. I think that's the best way to do this one at the moment. Is what are we expecting? Are you expecting a quiet month? There's been a few reports out there from various people just, you know, not expect too much. Is that your general sense of it as well?
Well, yeah. I don't think it'll be one of them where they're going to see loads of signings or loads of sort of offers made, you know, for players. But Liverpool have shown that if there's an opportunity, they'll explore it. And, you know, I think, like I say, circumstances will dictate a little bit over the next few weeks, you know, to not, I wouldn't say they're on the tightrope, but they're not far away from being in a position where you go, that might have left us short, you know, whether it was, you know, a Van Dijk injury or a Trent injury, you know, a Joe Gomez injury, that has the potential to change things. I mean, you know, McAllister, you know, imagine they were to lose him in the next week or two. So there is that potential. I think it's more a case of if there's a player that Liverpool have had their eye on for some time and he's there's an opportunity to do it now, then that'll be what they would do, as opposed to, you know, right, the window's open, we need to go and find someone. I don't think it's in that position. Obviously you've written underneath on the do you think they should be in the market? I do think they should be in the market. I think they should let Nat Phillips go, and I think they should buy a centre back. Yep. But I don't think they're sort of thinking like that. You know, I think they're more thinking, well, we don't just need to buy a centre back. Yeah, if we can get centre back A, which is the one we want anyway, then we will, or we'll try. But I think they should be giving themselves the best possible chance for winning a lot. They could potentially win a lot this season, and I think buying another player that just alleviates some of the pressure in the second half of the season in that position would really help.
I suppose we saw Liverpool haven't been averse to doing January deals. Gakpo, Diaz, Minamino, Van Dijk, these are all in the Klopp era in the last 5 years or so. They have been willing to do it. A lot of them felt like players who they are half an eye on anyway. Even Van Dijk was a bit later than usual. Gakpo and Diaz brought forward maybe competition from other teams.
Minamino was an opportunity. You know, Minamino had the release clause and was like seen as a bargain. Why not?
Exactly. I'm just thinking, is there, because obviously the Joel Matip piece is key in this. I think it all ties together, and that Joel Matip's injured, he's not going to play again this season, he's out of contract. You would like to think Liverpool have had all the ducks in a row and know what their plans were going forward, whether or not they intended to offer Joel a contract. He might not have signed it, so they obviously had to have something there, like in plans in place for going forward. It feels like maybe if that person, whoever he or he is, left, whether it's a left back / centre back, whatever they are, if that person is available, maybe that's something that they might explore. But it's again, we're hearing a lot of names about, but it doesn't feel like anything too concrete at the moment.
No, and Jürgen said it himself, didn't he? He said people aren't queuing up to give away centre backs in January. You know, top centre backs, and he made that point. It has to be a top centre back. It can't just be, you know, someone who's played centre back before. It has to be someone who's capable of playing for Liverpool. And we've seen of him. You know, it's not easy. You know, that's why everyone's been so impressed by Jarrell Kwanza, because we know it's not easy. We've seen Reece Williams come in, Nat Phillips come in, and you can see the difference. You know, you can see that as game as they are and as talented as they are in their own way and their attributes, it's still a level up to play centre back for Liverpool. So, of course, if the player that they, or one of the players that they've identified for the long term is available, you know, whoever it is, whether it's Hincapié or Ignacio or Mark Gay, whoever, then yeah. But that's an if. That's a big if. You know, the Crystal Palace would just say in the middle of the season, yeah, go ahead, take him. You know. And yeah, we'll give you a good deal as well. You know, it's either going to cost a lot or it's going to be very difficult or impossible to get them out. So I think it's a watching wait, really, as opposed to us, you know, Liverpool really sort of spreading their net wide and saying, like, which is the centre that we're going to get. They'll know roughly who they want or what type of player they want, but whether they're available now is a lot less likely.
Yeah, I suppose the Inacio aren't the only one where that one's probably a release clause involved. A lot of these,
yeah, but he's also a left-sided centre back.
Yeah.
So, you know, that if Virgil's injured for the season, then you go, okay, well, there you go. But he's not. So you bring him in, and you've got two left-sided centre backs, both, you know, one 75 million, one's 60 million. You're thinking, okay, one of them's either going to play off there, or we're not going to play one of them, and it's not going to be Virgil. So that's another consideration. The thing about Matip is obviously it frees up a space in the squad. It frees up space in the Europa League squad, so you can fit in a new sand. There's no problem there, but it's just which is the player and who, you know, how much does he cost? What's the availability? What's the chance of getting him in January? And also the biggest one really is who's available. You know, come the end of the month, you know, if Robertson's back, you know, you've got all of your centre backs available. You've got four centre backs then, with one of them being obviously a full back cover. You might have Nat Phillips just around the squad. You know, you're sort of like, well, we're not in that bad shape, but it could be the opposite. It could be one where you go, we've only got two centre backs standing here, and Joe Gomez is playing left back.
Yeah.
You know, Trent's got to be dipped in and out. Conor Bradley's maybe not ready to play Premier League games or whatever. Although I think Conor Bradley's actually at a decent level. That the circumstances dictate then.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I suppose as well, it's the, and you mentioned it before, it's like the frustration can be sometimes like, just go and buy someone because we really want to win this league, I'm on top of it, and we probably weren't expecting ourselves to be here, but we found ourselves here, and we've lost our first choice centre-back, and the next guy is being looked after. He's been injured and they're dipping him in and out. Now, Jarrell Kwanza has helped ease that burden because he's been brilliant. And Joe Gomez has been a revelation this season at fullback because I was ready to say to Joe, like, if you want for two. So they have got some cover. It's not as dire yet, but you know. Do you think it is because, like, the nervousness of we've been here before and we've, and we, and you know, February 1st, a couple of years ago, you know, Ozan Kabaka and Ben Davies are getting rushed in on the, at the last minute because the injury situation. That is the that's always the nagging doubt in the back of your mind, isn't it? It's like, is there someone you can get now and just
but
box
there's a difference
off?
Because the reason Kabaka and Davies was so bad was that that situation was there on the 1st of January and Liverpool waited till the, I think it was actually the 1st of February when they signed them. So that you knew that was like you've wasted a month sort of umming and ahhing or trying to wing it, you know, and then you've ended up with Ozan Kabak and Ben Davies.
Harper was the same, wasn't he? When we don't need the midfield, and then Jürgen came out
that's another good example, of course. So that the frustration that the situation isn't there at the moment. Liverpool are playing well, top of the league, and are putting out two strong centre backs
every game,
a strong back four every game. So, you know, you're not in a position where you're like, well, just like, can't you see it? You know, can't you see the so this is a little bit more sort of insurance policy signing, you know, a bit like Diaz. You know, I think obviously everyone wants signings every transfer window, but I don't think it was one of them where it was like, if you don't sign a left-sided forward in 2022, that's the end of your sort of your hopes of anything. I think people just saw it as a, you know, that's a lovely little bonus. You know, obviously they tried to sign Carvalho at the same time, didn't they? This is a little bit more like it. It's sort of, you could really potentially, you could make a big difference to your ambitions, your ability to rotate in certain games. You know?
Diaz was that, wasn't he, for sure?
Diaz, Liverpool didn't win the big ones after Diaz came in, but he was man of the match in two finals, and he started the third final.
Wins them a Champions League semi-final.
Yeah, he come off the bench and saved them over in Villarreal. So, yeah, he had a big impact, you know, and conversely, he probably had a big impact on Mane's form as well. Mane moved into the middle and he freed up that kind of option. You could get that again, couldn't you? You know, you bring him in, you've got that option that you only play Konate once a week. You know, you can sort of rest him out. You can play Joe Gomez at right back and move Trent into midfield. You know, it just gives you a few more little bits to work with. I think you said, obviously, is it because we've been here before? It is, but I think it's also that people are starting to wake up now to the prospect that, you know, it'd be a really tough one to win on Sunday, but okay. There's a treble on, you know, there's a quadruple on if you beat Arsenal. You know, you're like, wow, you know, you've got Fulham over two legs to get to a final. There's one that's really possible to win. Favourites for the Europa League, you know, it'll take a good side to beat Liverpool over two legs or in a final. Very good side, and I don't see too many of them in the Europa League. And the top of the Premier League after 20 games, you know, I think that's where people are going, give yourself the best possible chance to do it. You know, it might not come around again. We've seen how quickly you can fall away from that position to sort of say the also-rans. They were still fifth. But that's, I think, what brings people into this conversation a bit more, sort of, come on, go and give yourself the best possible chance. You know, there'll be people, we're only talking about centre-backs, there's probably people who say, well, go and get a number six. You know, go and get a holding midfielder, because Endo's away for till the middle of February. Endo's been playing really well. You've got McAllister. What would McAllister be better further forward anyway? You know, what if he gets injured? Can he play every single game? You know, is there a possibility to do that? I can see why people are in that position. I don't think Liverpool will buy a midfielder personally.
Okay, nine.
I think they're more likely to buy a centre back. But I can fully get on board with why people think they should, and why people think it could be the difference. And I can also, to be the devil's advocate, I can also see why people say, well, it doesn't automatically do it. Arsenal went and signed Jorginho last year, you know, and it was seen as a masterstroke to get this experienced player in, and he didn't win the league, and Jorginho doesn't have a great impact on the squad now, so it isn't the game changer, but it could be. It definitely could be from a Liverpool point of view.
Absolutely. What's your expectations then, really? Again, this is just not on information, but like guesswork. Like, I keep saying I'm of the feeling I don't think they will, but if they do, they might get a defender. It's kind of like one of those kind of situations.
I would, you know, hedge me bets. I would say 60-40. They won't do anything, providing the situation stays as it is. You don't get any season-ending injuries or, you know, long-term injuries. I think the left back one, you know, people saw something.
You can't sign a left back.
I don't think you can sign a left back, a specialist left back, senior one.
You can't have three in your squad, can you?
No,
that's
you can't. No, exactly. You can't. I mean, exactly. You'd have one of them that doesn't get on the bench. Then, you know, Tsimikas has got a contract. Robertson's obviously first choice. I don't. And to be honest, Gomez has been brilliant. So it's not. You know, you've actually got three left backs in your squad if you want to look at it that way. Yeah, I would say if it stays status quo and everything goes as it is, no. But if you were to lose a Konate for 2 months or a Van Dijk or even a Quanta, then I think it opens itself to you probably should.
Yeah, and they surprised us in the past. Like I say, the Diaz one came, was relative out of nowhere. Yeah. The Gakpo one was mad that we had no midfield in the world and we just went and signed the left winger. Like they put mad stuff. And they have shown in January, boys, it's like we don't buy in January. They've shown a willingness to do it. They absolutely do it. It'll just be, they're not just going to panic. I think they learned the lesson. But they got knocked out of Kabak and Ben Davies in it.
And Arthur.
And it looks, aesthetically, it looks a bit panicky and looks a bit mad. I think you're better off just trusting what you've got.
Yeah.
But it
doesn't work. Liverpool have shown it doesn't work for them when they go and get someone. When it's, you know, and we've all been guilty of it. I've said it plenty of times. Just get a body in, you know. But it doesn't work because they can get injured if they're not ready, if they're not up to speed. I mean, that season when they brought Kabak and Davies in, both of them ended up injured. Davis didn't play a minute. Quebec played a few games, but he ended the season injured. It was, you know, so it's, it doesn't solve an injury crisis to buy a player that's got the potential to get injured. If they haven't been playing a lot of football, if they're not used to the intensity, if they're maybe not at the level. But of course, there are the players that can make the difference out there. It's just whether Liverpool can get them or think it's worth getting them now.
Yes, absolutely. And we saw even back in the summer, we saw with the Endo thing, things can move very, very quickly. Like as well, like I was at home on Wednesday night at like 9 o'clock, and all of a sudden this Endo fella's on his way to Liverpool. Like, things can change quickly. So
and fair play to him, he's turned out to be a more than useful addition, considering that maybe the what he was compared to expectations, you know, in terms of the sign. He's been an excellent.
Yeah, he said himself, didn't he? We got lucky at not getting the ones we wanted. He said that himself.
Yeah, he said on the pitch, didn't he, Anfield? How glad we are that it worked out this way. And good luck, I mean, we should probably say this now, but good luck to him and to Mo. You know, they're going away. You know how desperate Salah is to win that AFCON. You know, he's had.
He wants that Ballon d'Or so bad, didn't he?
Again, left out of the FIFA Pro
11,
23 man shortlist, you know. I mean, the players who were picked were pretty good, but you still look at it and go, where's Salah there? Come on.
Alisson as well, probably similar.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, good luck to him, but good luck to Endo as well. You know, going favourites for the Asia Cup, captain of Japan, could be coming back with a medal round his neck in February, and, you know, what a 6 months that'd be for him, you know, considering where he was preparing for potentially a season of slog with Stuttgart.
You can have the Ballon d'Or instead. Japan win the Asia Cup and Liverpool win the quads.
Absolutely. Cult hero, I think.
Get Enzo in the Ballon d'Or list. Yeah, but yeah, keep an eye obviously on the channel throughout the window. We'll keep updated with everything we can around the transfer window.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.